Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to continue teaching people about health and the scriptures and get down to this underlining problem of not just how to avoid and prevent disease, but when we have a disease, why do not people get healed as they expect to? Oh, I'm going to repent and be healed. Oh, I'm going to eat healthy and be healed. But people aren't getting healed. And physically, there's definitely connections to the foods we're leaving out of our diet, to the negative things that are creating a physical disease in our body. But ultimately, a creator wants good for us. He wants us to be healed. It says in his word in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. He not only wants us to have life, he wants to have us to have an abundant life, a life filled with blessings, a life filled with joy. That's what he tells us. But I see many people that appear to be holy, many people that are perceived to be righteous, but they're still suffering with illnesses and diseases. And why is this so? What is preventing their healing? And what is preventing maybe even our healing at certain times? Well, we might think we're righteous, or we've covered all the base, or we've done all we think, but sickness is a clear sign of either a spiritual cause, meaning there's some demon tormenting us that we usually let in. That's a tremendous problem that we have not used our authority in Yeshua to get rid of him. Or it's some cause of us not listening to our Creator's instructions, his guidelines about how we're to take care of our bodies. And as we've been talking about in these videos, it's often a cause of our sin, our disobedience to Yahweh's guidelines and instructions of what will keep us healthy. Remember, disobedience and sin go hand in hand. And disobedience is a curse. Sickness is a curse, a disease. Health, blessings, and obedience go hand in hand. Now, it's not our fault that many of us live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. It's not our fault that many of us are deceived by the enemy, because we're brought up in a society today to think right is wrong and wrong is right. But as we become mature believers in Yeshua, wonderful Messiah, we must grow, and with that comes learning and seeing and realizing and gaining the knowledge of Yahweh that we once didn't know, and also understanding to identify the enemy and how he tries to attack us and destroy us through our emotional health, our emotional sin, and through doing things that he told us not to do. So as we look at this, we look at some of the common ways that people are not healed today, things that are blocking the healing, often from a spiritual standpoint. And one of them is ignoring the precepts of our Creator. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have not followed me, not only will you suffer, but your children will also suffer. You know, so these, we think about, some people call them generational curses, but we could say, well, disease runs in a family. The grandfather had heart issues, the father had heart issues, and the child have heart issues. Or cancer runs in the family. No, it's often these spiritual things, these blocks, and a lot of it starts with ignorance to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. So in Hosea, when it says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge, people don't often understand that what that really means is not knowledge, because we all have worldly knowledge. What it means is knowledge of our wonderful Creator and his precepts, his ways, his concepts of what he wants us to do in life. And Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, said the same thing. He said in John 8:31, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Continuing in my word is getting the knowledge of our Creator. In John 10:26-27, says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. John 14:21-23 says, if a man love me, he will keep my words. This all goes together with Hosea that says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. It goes on again in John 15:6. If a man abide not in me, he cast forth as a branch and withered. And men gathered them and cast them into fire, and they are burned. And John 15:10-13 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. And John 15:14 says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. You understand? Yahweh's law was given to us to show us our sins, so also to identify what sin is. If we do not know or understand what sin is, we will be destroyed. If we do not know who the enemy is and how to identify him, it will take us over and destroy us. We are ignorant concerning the healing power and the word of Yahweh as well. So not only do we not got the knowledge of Yahweh and understand him, but it says in Proverbs 4:20-22, my son, attend to my words, incline the ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from the eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Some of their flesh, no, it says all their flesh. We have to realize this powerful concept, and it says in the scriptures, those that bend to my ways. Bend is to change your ways to be like our Creator's ways, and to attend to his words, his guidelines and instructions. Keep your eyes focused on them. When your eyes are on Yahweh, you understand the power that he has, and you use it in your life. But when your eyes are distracted, and when your life is distracted, you're losing that lack of knowledge, that knowledge of Yahweh, and it's creating this block in our healing process. We all discussed about discernment in another video, and we see it says in Hebrews 5:14, it says, be strong, meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who are by reason of that have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The problem is today, so many people are blinded by what's going on in the church today. They have no discernment. And then if they even have discernment, they're brainwashed to thinking they are not to judge. They are not to judge anything. So they're literally being told, if they get any discernment or wisdom about the things that are wrong, they're told not to judge those things. Where the scripture says we are to judge all things. A spiritual person judges all things. To discern between good and evil, right and wrong. And to hope we would choose right, as it says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. We must understand the knowledge that Yahweh wants to impart. And we must understand Yahweh to know this, but we must also understand the devil. We must understand who he is and how he is and how he tries to tax us. And then we can learn to resist him once we know who he is. As it says in James 4, submit yourselves therefore to Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you do not resist him, he will not flee. You cannot resist if you cannot identify. You cannot identify if you do not discern. So we need the wisdom of Yahweh. We need the knowledge of Yahweh and how he teaches us in his word to do all these things. And then one of the most common ways that we block ourselves from healing and the healing power to take over is bitterness. Having things like unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, anger, hatred, violence, and murder. It is such the root cause of many diseases, the bitterness that people have. So we need to understand self-bitterness, jealousy, and envy, rejection. All of these things can stop us from healing. And then fear. Fear is a form of unbelief. Anxiety, worry, feeling overwhelmed or stressed. These emotions all represent an area of our lives which have chosen not to trust Yahweh. And that leads us to unbelief. Unbelief. What prevented Yeshua from doing works that he was sent to do when he was on the earth? Only one thing, unbelief. This issue is the same today as it was in Nazareth. In Mark 6:4-6, Yeshua returned to his hometown of Nazareth and says, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and his own house, and he could do there do not mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief. And when he went around the village teaching, Yeshua could not do mighty work in his hometown because the people did not believe. It is not that he didn't want to teach and heal and save everyone. He did, but the unbelief of the people prevented him. Even Yahweh cannot and will not override our free will. John 12:40 says, he, Satan, has blinded the eyes and hardened the heart, that they shall not see with their eyes or understand with their heart and converted and be converted, and I should heal them. So there's many different ways unbelief can come into our lives, and we need to examine all these different ways and wonder why we're not completely believing into the word of our Creator and following him. You know, we must break free from this. We must heal. If we want to get healed, we must believe that Yahweh can heal us. You know, and if we truly trust and believe in our Creator, we're going to decide and want to be obedient to our Creator, his words and his guidelines. And that's not happened today. People have a lack of faith, not in their doctors that they go to, not in the medicine that they're taking, the drugs that the doctors give them. They have a lack of faith in our Creator, that our Creator could heal them with one touch. With one touch, he could heal them. They have a lack of faith in it. People think it's a miracle that somebody can get diagnosed with cancer and get healed overnight. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's Yahweh's holy word. It says what will happen when we release the things. You understand, health and healing doesn't begin with what you add to your diet. It begins what you eliminate. Get rid of the things that created the problem to begin with, and the problem will go away. The unbelief and a lack of knowledge in our Creator and the unwillingness to follow his holy word is the cause why so many people sick and they're not getting better. And people have so much faith in running to their doctor and getting a drug and following the prescription on the label of the drug. They'll even wake themselves up in the middle of the night to take a drug, getting out of bed. Even if they're not thirsty, they'll drink something with that medication or eat something with that medication if it says take this medication with food. And I would suggest to you, if people would follow the Holy Bible, the words of our Creator, as much as they're following their prescriptions from the doctor that come on the drugs, we'd be much better off. We'd be much better off. I'm not suggesting that there's never a reason to take a medicine or an antibiotic. We all have individual situations in our life, but we must go to Yahweh first. We must seek his will. And to do that, we must know what his will is. And we must read the words of the scriptures to understand that. And when he tells us in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you as I put upon the Egyptians. He meant it. He meant it. And it wasn't about the Egyptians. It was about the disobedient. With all the science, the knowledge, and the money for research we have today, we have more people suffering from disease than ever before today. Why is that? Because we have more people living against the words of our Creator today. More people not trusting and knowing and having the knowledge of our Creator today. That's why people are suffering. Doctors have wonderful equipment and medication to do diagnostics and understand what the issue is, but they don't understand how to cure the problem. Drugs just control a disease for a certain amount of time. The real answer is to get into the root cause of disease, and many times it has to do with our lack of knowledge or our unwillingness to be obedient to our Creator, as it says in the scriptures. As a man thinketh, so he is. We need to get back to the words of our Creator. Everything from the food we should eat, to the rest we should get, to the attitude we should have, is all found not in some lost, unpublished, or out of print health book, No, it's all found right there in the scriptures. That's available to every single human being. Every single one of us. There's no excuse not to have a Bible. You can get one for free just about anywhere. There's no excuse not to read your Bible. If you have time to watch TV and listen to sports games and hear music, you have time to read your scriptures. You could hear your scriptures if you can't read them. Just about every application or phone out there today has some audio program. There's no excuse not to be in the Word of our Creator daily. The outcome of all this is sickness and disease. And some people says, I'm doing this. I'm following the commandments. I'm doing these things. Why am I still sick? Well, remember when the man came to Yeshua and said, how can I have eternal life? And how can I do all these things? I'm following the commandments. I'm doing all these acts of good things. I'm doing all these things. And Yeshua said, sell everything and follow me. And the man paused. He said, wait a second. So we need to think about what are those things in our lives that we're making an idol of. The things in our lives that we're looking of all the great things we're doing, but we're not focusing on the things we're not doing. Those one things, those strongholds in our lives, we must let go of them. Your greatest fears, your greatest worries, your concerns, taking them to Yahweh and trusting Him. We must let go of them. And to understand, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. To be in joy and to not worry about, well, what happens if this? Or what about that? Or what if this? Questioning your life and question these things. All my hope is in Yahshua. That's it. Everything in Him. Everything in Him. This is why I could see people living in a mansion and stressed out with high anxiety, but then I could see homeless people singing with joy in the corner. Which one do you think is going to get disease first? That man in that mansion that's running after his work and overstressing himself to make his money and worship the things he has and make idols out of everything? Or that man that's given up all his physical needs and all the physical things in life? And we'll sit on the corner and read the Bible and just have that much joy, knowing that Yahweh is going to take care of him and bless him. And some people say, well, he's not blessed. He's living on the street corner. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot more to blessings than a person's living conditions. But people don't understand that. People don't get that. Yes, there are some people and many people on the street that have been a victim to drugs, that have been a victim to alcohol, that have been a victim to the devil, being tormented in many different ways. But even those people could be cleansed at one touch. At one touch. And guess what? This is what people don't understand. We all have the capability of giving that touch and receiving that touch. We all have that according to Scripture. If we trust and have faith in our wonderful Creator. That is the question. That is the issue. Are you not getting healed? Do you keep getting sick? Clean up your life. Clean up your life. I'm not just talking about your physical life. I'm talking about your spiritual life. Clean it up. Clean it up. Get the enemy out of your house. Get the enemy out. Sweep it up and get him out and be gone. And don't let him back in. Faith in our Creator. Obedience in the commandments and the joy that He wants us to have. Watch how quickly you can get well again. The faith. We can do all things through Him who strengthens us. If you believe in the word of our Creator, all things means all things. It doesn't mean some things. It says over and over again, scripture after scripture after scripture, how to be blessed, how to be healed, how to do these miraculous things. And the only thing that's stopping us from doing these things is our lack of faith. That's it. That's it. It's our lack of faith. We need to read the word and be in it daily. To read the word and be in it daily. I've known people and seen people that have been diagnosed with cancer and all these other diseases. But instead of listening to the doctors, they went to our Creator. And they were healed. They were healed. Fear will hold us back. fear will hold us back. We are to be in awe of our Creator and not fear of man's and man's ways and man's diagnostics and everything else. We must also come to reality. The reality that we're only here for a short time, but we got a much better eternity waiting for us. A much better place waiting for us. How are we facing these situations in life and doing all these things? The right foods will make you feel good for a short amount of time. But the right word will make you feel good every moment of the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which means praise Yahweh, praise the wonderful Creator. So I pray that we can have our eyes open to these things. And as it said, when the children went into the promised land, they were told to find the unclean people, the unclean things, to identify them, to separate, to identify them, to separate and destroy those things so they don't come back into our lives. And I'm asking you all to learn to discern and identify those things in your life that are not of Yahweh. Those things in your life that we have been trained and deceived as children to grow up and make an idol out of. Those things in our lives that we've allowed the enemy to get in, to identify them, to get rid of them. Separate, divide, and destroy those things so they never torment you again, so they never come back again. And a great result of these different things is sickness and disease. I see people that say, well, this pastor was sick or diagnosed with sickness or illness. And they don't do anything unholy, or they don't do anything unrighteous. Well, I'll submit to you that the majority of people out there today that call themselves pastors are not following the words of Scripture. They're not following the words of Scripture. And it's only by the grace and mercy of a wonderful Messiah that people have went so long without getting disease. But it's going to catch up to us because our Creator says He's a just Elohim. And He wants to wake us up. Remember, He says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I only want them to change from their evil ways so they will live, so they have life. He offers us good and not disaster, a future and a hope that He offers us. So if you're listening to this right now, and if you are experiencing a certain illness in your life, or you have in the past, or you're addicted to something, idolizing something, whether it's cigarettes or drugs or alcohol, put your hope and your faith and your trust in our wonderful Creator. And you can get rid of all those things. Stop blocking yourself from being healed. Stop it. Stop it. Those of you that are sick, those of you that have been diagnosed with diabetes, and cancer and heart disease and all these things, how much time do you spend talking to your doctors versus how much time do you spend talking to our Creator? Huh? Ask yourself that one. How much time do you spend on the phones waiting for the insurance companies instead of trusting the insurance of our Creator that He tells us? Know the truth and the truth will set you free. We look at Abraham. Abraham prayed to Yahweh, and what did Yahweh do? Healed him. Healed him. The Scriptures are filled with all the healing prayers. And the Scriptures clearly show us that something we do has a responsibility for our lives and our health. It says it all over Scripture. Don't do wicked things. Don't die before your time. And then we could see something like King Hezekiah, who repented for all the evil he did, and he got 15 years added to his life. He was on his last breath of life, but he repented, and 15 years was added to his life. Repentance brings refreshing, as the Scriptures say. It's to change our mind, to change our way of doing things. Let go of the fear, let go of the anxiety, and start trusting in our Creator. I could say these things, and I could also say easier said than done, but they're not difficult to do once you have the faith and the understanding. But we must be in the words of our Creator. We must read His word daily to understand what it's saying and how we can be healed. There's definitely, without a doubt, it's proven in Scripture, and it's proven through examples of life. There's definitely a spiritual component to our health, our physical health, and a connection to it. And the Scriptures tie it all in together. And our Creator showed us over and over again about healing and how healing works. To pray, to anoint, to heal, obedience, faith, and trust. The things that are our Creator versus the things that are the enemy that keep people sick and keep people from healing themselves. And the emotional level of disease from the emotional stress that people put themselves through. When the scriptures tell us about the spiritual battle that's going on in Ephesians 6, those of you that have in your life the rejection, the hatred, the violence, the jealousy and envy, the shame, pride, and the guilt, the lying, and the lust, and the greed. And then you can't get better, and you wonder why. But then you think about the love, peace, and the joy, and all the fruit of the righteousness. How people get healed when they start experiencing those things. To love mercy, like our Creator says. Love mercy. So many people today want revenge, and they want to be bitter about things that have happened to them in the past and everything else. No. To walk around in joy. Joy. And faith and trust. It all says this in scriptures, but we get confused because we're not brought up the right way. We're brought up to thinking that a man needs to be wearing a white coat and have a plaque on the wall to heal us. People run to their doctors, when the scriptures tell us about all these different things and these potions and everything else. But the double-mindedness of the people are so unstable in all their ways. We need to have the confidence, the faith, and the trust in our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah, the great things that He bestows upon us and the great opportunity we all have to heal. So, again, I want to warn people to that, the responsibility that we have as believers, that we each have. If you're not healed or you're not healing, take it to prayer and ask our Creator, what is stopping me from healing? Examine me. Remember those two words, examine me. Don't let a doctor examine you before you ask Yahweh to examine you. Examine my ways, like King David said in the scriptures. Examine my ways. Reveal to me the things I must do. Open my eyes to things I have not seen yet before in your Torah. Open your eyes. Open my eyes so I can see these things. And then repentance brings refreshing, such a beautiful scripture, such a beautiful word. So I pray everyone gets this and they could feel the joy that comes with putting our faith and our hope and trust in Yahshua. His word means salvation. Hallelujah. All my faith is in Yahshua. And read the Psalms and the Proverbs daily and the great songs of scripture and let Him touch you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.